There you go. That's what I'm talking about, guys.
All right. Injuries. Eric Berry will not practice today. He is making progress, as is Jamal. They both spent a lot of time here yesterday getting work done. But neither one will practice today. And then we'll just see. We'll see how it goes the rest of this week. DeAnthony Thomas will practice today, and he'll be full and do his thing. We'll ease him in, but he's healthy and ready to go. We look forward to the challenge of playing the Dolphins. We know they're a good football team. We saw how they've performed the last couple of weeks, and they played some good football teams the last couple of weeks and done well. So our guys will get out here and practice hard and get themselves ready to play. Time's yours.
Andy, what do you think about the image?
Yeah, I think if we could just say that this has enlightened us on the issue, if we can come out saying that, because I think this is part of life today. Not that it hasn't been in the past. I think it's been here a while. But if it can help make things better, which I think it will, overall, I think that's what we're all striving for right now. In particular, in the domestic abuse and the child abuse, those situations. So, I think it can end up being a positive for society and for the National Football League. I'm glad it's being addressed, and again, I think positive things can happen. Yeah, well, I'm not here to judge that. Other than, I think eyes are opened. You know, someone asked me about Michael Vick, and I mentioned his situation. The one thing that I think is positive about Michael's situation is that it enlightened people on dogfighting, and so then action took place. So I've been involved with the domestic abuse part of this for many years with our charity, with Laurel House. So I'm familiar with it. And I've seen both sides of it and talked to people from both sides of it. And this needs to come to the front here. And I'm glad to see that it is from that standpoint.
Do you think because the NFL is so popular and so many people watch the league that it has a responsibility to be proactive on social issues like this?
Well, I think they are proactive. I mean, they're out there and doing things. The players are talked to all the time about these things. For the most part, the guys are doing a good job with it, but surely, I think the NFL is a strong organization, and I think they feel probably the same way that if this can help, that's what we're all looking for, right? We're in the fix-it business as coaches, and so if you can help make somebody a better person and make the world a little bit better, amen to that.
You guys have to address this easily.
Well, I make sure we keep it open. I've always done that with the players, I talk to them about any situation that's out there. We normally hit these things before they happen, and talk about it, in the off season and so on. BJ does a good job of, doing his job and keeping players aware of things too. So it's we try to keep communication open, which I think is important.
The Laurel House being in Philly, is that for you?
Yes. Yeah,
and
yeah.
You were active.
Yeah, we were very active there. Yep.
Andy, you've said a couple times that it's your responsibility to put the guys in the right positions, talking in the red zone, things like that. How much responsibility is on Alex when you're in the wrong position to get you out of it?
Well, he does a good job of that. I think you see that on the field. Alex is surrounded with some really good young players. And so the coaches aren't on the field, so you need somebody that has a grasp of everything. That's one of his real strengths. He is that on the field, and he gets people lined up if they have a little bit of a slip, and he fixes issues.
So Ron Parker will be in that. I mean,
Yeah.
You had all kinds of safeties that come through here, training camp, and you claimed a bunch of them. How's Ron kind of descended all these guys?
Yeah. Well, he had been working in there in certain packages, so right from the get-go, even in the OTAs. So it wasn't that he wasn't familiar. We asked him to do both throughout here, and that's the kind of player he is. I mean, he's a gifted guy, and so when this happened, that was an easy move, I think, for Bob to put him in there. And then he did a pretty nice job for us there, so yeah.
You were talking about Alex. How much of what you need from him changes
Well, not really too much. You saw what Niall did. I don't want to take anything away from the effort that Niall put forward. But you know, that's he's got a big responsibility every week. Alex does, and so I don't think too much. There was too much change there with what you saw this past week.
Do you think Niall Davis is ready for that responsibility? I mean, he's got a lot of touches.
Yeah, well, if it's work ethic that determines that, and want to, I would tell you yes. I mean, nobody has spent more time here in the off season than him working in the weight room, working, you know, on scheme and learning. And he's a mature second year player, so and he's worked on his pass game, you know, on catching the football, pass protection, all these things that you need to be a all around back. So I think everybody has confidence that he can step in and do a good job there.
You see a lot when a guy kind of takes on the fly, such a big role. He's done that a couple times for you. Does that carry a lot of weight with you that he can be ready but also come in and be effective right away?
Yeah, no, you got to tip your hat to him for that. That's a hard thing to do. Anytime you're a relief pitcher, that's in whatever position it is in this league, that's a tough assignment. You're not going to get all the reps. I know Alex mentioned that to you, but you're not going to get all the reps during the week. So you got to take a few mental reps there and make sure that you stay in tune with certain things. And he's done that.
Is there a concerted effort to get Niall Davis or Dwayne Bowe a little bit more involved in the offense? I know he got back last week, but wasn't really a huge part of the production.
Well, he had some, you know, he had some pretty good plays there. And then a few of them were covered. A few of them, they just happened to be in the right defense. Some of those double slant routes were his call, and they rolled to it. So, he had a pretty extensive package last week. We made sure we rotated him so he could kind of get back in the flow. But he's always got a, you know, pretty healthy load in the game plan.
Andy, the last couple of years, have you sought out Joe Philbin, or has he sought you out? Because you guys share.
Yeah, with our boys, yeah. We have talked, yeah. Our wives have talked, we've talked, yeah. Yeah. He's a good man. Joe Feldman's a good man.
Andy, how do you approach this week to where you make sure the team keeps the same energy level, focus, and execution, and then build on
them? Well, I think you just get rid of the clutter and you concentrate on what's real, and that's that we're playing a good football team. You got to come out here and you have to go through the process, right? You got to practice and you take each play and you go and you try to master that play and then go do your job, right? Go down and play good, solid football.
Last one.
Andy,
obviously
you went to the ball, but are there things that Niall does that you can take advantage of, something that maybe you saw from his workload that he gives you that you can take advantage of?
Yeah, but I can't tell you that. I mean, he's there's certain things that he does very well. Everybody's different, so as a coach, you try to play off the player's strengths and put them in a position where they can have success. So, but yeah, to answer, yes. I mean, we there are things. Yeah.
Last one, Dave.
You guys don't have a lot of big physical wide receivers. You have Dwayne and Judy to some extent. Do you look at Travis Kelce as a guy that can almost play that role, especially when you get down in the red zone where your options are limited?
Well, we asked him to do that at Denver a little bit on third down, so and then we flexed him out a little bit there too. So. He can do that. He feels comfortable doing that. So I would probably say yes to that.